Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Janine Allen, the representative for the Voice program, and Alicia Sprague, our Sitka sale associate. Thank you both for coming on air this morning to talk about this Voice program.
Thank you for having us.
So let's get started with SAIL. That is definitely an organization, at least in Sitka, that is a very familiar one, a good part of the community. We see a lot of different activities happening with SAIL throughout the year. Voice is something that I haven't heard of that one before. So what is Voice and how is it interrelated with the SAIL program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Voice stands for Veteran Options for Independence, Choice, and Empowerment. And we wanted to come on and talk about it this week because Veterans Day is this Friday. And you have a lot of veterans in Sitka. I'm calling in this morning from Haines, but Alicia is joining us in Sitka. And it's the Voice program is really pretty groundbreaking. It's one of the newer programs that SAIL offers. We've had it for about 6 years or so. But we offer it in conjunction with the VA, and it enables veterans who need a nursing level of care to hire whoever they want to provide care to them. So their spouse, their kids, their grandkids, their loved ones, community members, whoever they like.
Yeah, that is definitely kind of a 180 difference when you think of needing some sort of extra assistance in your everyday life. It's usually, I feel like if you're going to get help, it's going to be whomever your insurance company or whomever tells you, well, this is, if you want help, this is how it's going to look like. So this is quite the difference.
Yeah. And you asked, you know, how it merges with SAIL and what we do. We're all about independence and independent living. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm biased, but this program to me really encapsulates SAIL's mission, which is basically to empower people to live independent lives. So it empowers veterans to really be in the driver's seat mm-hmm. in getting the care that they need.
So aside from being a veteran, what are the requirements in order to take advantage of this program?
Sure. So veterans must be enrolled in veteran health care. And if folks have questions about that, there are a lot of resources and point people out there who can help you figure that out if you're not sure. But you have to be enrolled in veteran health care, and you have to demonstrate a nursing level of care. So that means you need hands-on assistance with a few activities of daily living, okay. such as showering or eating or toileting or, you know, kind of those daily things that we all do.
Mm-hmm. So this was like, I assume like get a personal stated, like I do need this sort of assistance, maybe like a verification from a doctor or physician saying like, yep, can confirm this is a needed thing and go from there.
Yeah. So that there's a pretty quick assessment that the veteran fills out with their provider, their doctor, their nurse practitioner, whoever they work with. And, you know, assuming that shows that they need assistance, at that point, SAIL works with the veteran to kind of tackle the initial paperwork to set up, you know, who's going to be the employer, who's going to manage the budget. Usually it's the veteran.
Okay.
If the veteran isn't up for that or feels overwhelmed by that, it could be like their spouse or their loved one who does it on their behalf. The thing to know about that is that that person can't then also be an employee.
Yeah, a little conflict of interest right there.
So we kind of help with the paperwork. Usually veterans have an idea of who they want to work for them. Mm-hmm. More often than not, it's family members or close friends. Mm-hmm. But sometimes veterans, you know, will need help tracking down employees in the community, and SAIL does try to assist with that as well. And so, yeah, we kind of help with the initial paperwork. And then a good thing to know, a separate agency manages all the payroll and taxes. So none of us have to wade into the weeds of that fun stuff.
Yeah, it's like as great as it sounds to like, oh, yeah, to be in charge of who is going to come into my home and help me with these things. The thought of like, and congratulations, you get to do payroll and taxes. ooh, that, you know, like, how much do I need the help? Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Awesome to do that. So, and you had mentioned before we went on air that veteran services, like the VOICE program, it's been available. There hasn't been a whole lot of takers for the program. Of just veteran services haven't been accessed a whole heck of a lot in Alaska.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. About a year ago, AARP was digging into this, and they said, you know, Alaska has about 71,000 veterans, and only 29% of those veterans have utilized earned benefits of VA healthcare. I've never really heard or encountered any definitive reason why that is. I guess I have my hunches, like maybe, you know, we Alaskans tend to be more independent, or I don't know. I think jury's out on that one.
Yeah.
But that said, I really thank you for the opportunity to talk about this program this week, because, you know, veterans really served our country and were there for us and are there for us. And it's really important that they're able to access needed services. So,
yeah. And with such a small portion that is being accessed, like, oh my gosh, it's not like the money's going to run out or there's any sort of deadline or anything. Like, this is a service that is available and is, yeah, that they have more than earned. So, yeah, take advantage of it.
And I really believe most people want to be in their homes. Mm-hmm. And so this program does, you know, it saves the VA money, because your alternative would be going into a nursing home facility of mm-hmm. sorts. And those are pretty costly.
Yeah. This is a definite. I mean, at some point, maybe that is something that would be the most comfortable for the veteran. But at least in the meantime, to be able to, remain independent and be the boss of your own life and stay that way. That is an amazing opportunity that the VOICE program is offering. So for veterans in Sitka who are in veterans in the VA health insurance pool, how would they go about getting started with that? We do have the office here in Sitka. What would be their next step?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Janine is the director of our VOICE program for sale across Southeast, but I am our local person here in Sitka and our Sitka sale office that can definitely help with all things VOICE. So if people want to give me a call, we can make an appointment to go through that paperwork. The first step, as Janine mentioned, is for their medical care provider to fill out the paperwork. It's called the case mix assessment. From there, that gets sent to the VA. Once the VA approves the veteran being enrolled in the program, then I can help the veteran do that initial paperwork, which, you know, we always tell people there's a little bit of work on the front end, but once we get that paperwork sorted, it really is a pretty smooth program. There's not a lot of work after we get that upfront paperwork done. So folks can call, they can also come by the office. We're at 514 C Lake Street. But yeah, giving me a call, my number is 888-487-1027. And as Janine said, we just really want veterans to know that there's another option.
Mm-hmm. So are there currently, I don't know if this is information you can even say, are there people in Sitka who are currently taking advantage of the program? Like, this is not necessarily or is this new ground to tread?
Yeah, we can share that there are a few veterans in Sitka who use this program, but we would love to spread the word in hopes that there might be others out there who are interested. Please reach out.
And there is a George Bennett, you said, is a representative for the VA. So if folks want, I guess, maybe another veteran to speak with, or another person to get a view on the program or how it works, he would be a good contact?
Yeah, he is a wealth of knowledge for all things VA. He's the Rural Veteran Liaison, and his number I have it here is 907-966-8776.
Excellent. So, yeah, a lot of I mean, between George, between you, Alicia, here in Sitka, and, you know, the online things. And I'm sure that the our healthcare providers here in Sitka, they've got access to all this, like the paperwork and all these things, so they can get folks started. But definitely an amazing program to have available for our veterans who have done more than enough to deserve that extra help when they might need a little bit more. Well, thank you both so much for coming on air with me this morning. Yeah, especially with Veterans Day coming up, even more time to focus on what they've given to our country and what we can give back to them. So, Alicia Sprague, you are our representative for Sitka here, for sale here in Sitka. And you said your number 888-487-1027 if folks want to get a hold of you or stop by for 514 C Lake Street. And Janine Allen, thanks for calling in this morning from Haines, and for being the rep for the Voice program. It's a really amazing thing that you guys are offering to our veterans.
Thank you, Erin, and thank you all veterans listening for your service.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.